forests across New South Wales are being cleared at an alarming rate, with new data revealing a 50% increase in tree loss over the past year. The main cause is large-scale agriculture, as major beef producers rush to meet growing demand for meat faster. Conservationists warn the push is destroying wildlife habitats and putting Australia on the map as a global deforestation hotspot. I spoke with Nathaniel Peller, Business and Nature Lead at Australian Conservation Foundation, about the risk of logging.
Most people, if you ask them what is the biggest source of deforestation or land clearing in Australia, will point to the construction of new roads or houses, because that's what we see day to day, you know, at the edges of our cities. Close to me, they're building a new freeway on the Pacific Highway. But it's actually agriculture. Agriculture takes up more than half of the Australian land mass. We've got a pretty big agricultural system. And so just a few farmers bulldozing the bush on their properties adds up to a huge amount. So in New South Wales, in this latest release of data, 77% of it is for agriculture, and it's mainly for beef and sheep production.
I guess, how is this rise impacting Australia's economy in sectors like you mentioned, agriculture?
Look, it's the thing with these nature impacts we're having on nature is sometimes they take a long time to come back to bite us. But for example, we've already seen that because of climate change, the average profitability of a farm has gone down a bit over 20%. Over the last couple of decades. So farmers are less profitable than they were two decades ago. And normally you want things to go in the other direction.
You know, we talked about New South Wales, but what does this mean for other states when it comes to buying and consuming meat?
Australia is a big producer of sheep and cattle, and we export most of it all over the world. About 70% of what is produced in Australia in terms of beef anyway is exported, possibly even more for sheep. We're the biggest exporter of sheep meat in the world and the third biggest exporter of beef in the world. In Australia, we're mostly buying local beef. And if someone's in Victoria or Tasmania, there's less deforestation happening in Victoria and Tasmania for beef than in some other parts of the country. And the average Victorian, if they're going to a local butcher, is probably getting Victorian cattle. If they're going to Coles and Woolies, it could be coming from anywhere in the country. If they're going to McDonald's or to Hungry Jack's, it could be coming from anywhere in the country, probably even from Queensland. And Queensland has the highest rate of deforestation of any state in Australia. It's really New South Wales, Queensland, and unfortunately, increasingly, the Northern Territory, where most of it's happening.
What more can the federal government do in order to stop trees being bulldozed for the reason of agriculture?
Solving these problems, ending deforestation and shifting to more sustainable ways of farming, is going to take action from governments as well as from big companies, from banks as well, and farmers themselves. The federal government, it has made a commitment to, as part of its global climate commitment under the Paris Agreement, it's made a commitment to reduce or to halt and reverse, rather, deforestation in Australia. It's taken no action so far to actually do that. And what it needs to do is to work with all of the state governments to bring all of their regulation into line, to make sure that we are not knocking down healthy forests anymore. It needs better mapping. So, you know, we've just seen this data from New South Wales, but it's not very good data. It's 2 years old and it doesn't actually tell you where all the clearing occurred necessarily. So we need better monitoring with better satellites, and we need better enforcement of the laws that we do have, which are not great, but they're all we have and we're not even enforcing them. So there's a whole lot of things that the federal government needs to do. But, you know, companies like Coles and Woolworths and Hungry Jack's and Paddy's, who make 4 and 20 pies, which, you know, is what we eat at the footy, they have, they're the ones making the most profit out of this. They want cheap meat, and that often puts pressure on farmers to to do unhealthy things to the land to make a profit. And these big companies really are the ones that we think need to take action. So Coles and Woolworths have set a deforestation free target. If you can, if they implement them properly, they will be deforestation free from next year. And we need other companies like McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and Paddy's, who make 4 and 20 pies, to do the same. Farming doesn't have to have this sort of impact on nature, including beef and sheep farming. There's no reason to be knocking down hundreds of hectares of trees to make room for more pasture for cattle. Cattle are quite happy grazing in amongst trees, and a lot of farmers, in fact, most farmers, in fact, recognise that trees are important to their landscape. They provide shade. They keep water in the soil for longer when it's hot, especially. They hold the riverbanks together, and so farming can be done in a way that's good for nature. We can produce food, and we can produce food that's healthy for us, and we can do it in a way that doesn't damage nature. So we should recognise that most farmers are trying to do this, and they're under a lot of pressure from companies like McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and Coles and Woolworths to produce their food more cheaply and faster and so forth. So we really need to support farmers to do things a better way. So it's not all farmers that are doing this by any means. It's a relatively small number that are still bulldozing the bush. They're just doing it at pretty large scale, unfortunately, that's causing problems.
That was Nathaniel Peller, Business and Nature Lead at Australian Conservation Foundation, speaking to The Wire.